With lack of snowfall and low water level on Otsa Lake, the Ursa Minor Brewing Company had a difficult winter. Nathan Nicholas, Ursa Minor Brewing owner, brewer, and Southside resident said, "Yesterday, our water came back." He said that the lake's water level is still low but the snow and ice has started to melt. "We will be able to take further steps to improve our system. We are looking forward to a good season and hoping for good spring rains to help with the drought and fire hazards," Nicholas said. Last year, the brewery waterline froze and Nicholas had to build a small greenhouse over the brewery's waterline to thaw the ice. Nicholas said that it did not help them with the defrosting. Otsa Lake is not the only lake with low water levels. Similar side effects of drought were also being observed on Francois Lake. On April 10, the Francois Lake water level was measured at 1.70 meters by the Waterbridge Group. Mark Neve, Waterbridge Group's general manager, said, "No change in lake level in the last 8 days. North slopes are bearing off but still lots of snow on the south slopes. Boat launches on both sides of the lake are causing issues for larger boats due to the low levels." Nedina Lake is at 0.67 meters. A slow rise. Ice is still well in place, probably for at least 2 more weeks. The snow level 10 days ago was 19 inches. Not much snow, and no new snow. But the melt has been slow for the last 2 weeks. Just enough cooler nights and days to keep it slow. The Cibola Range and the West Fraser Basin have low snowpack, I believe around 50 to 60% of normal, which is very low, Neve updated this information from Nedina Lake Lodge. The Nedina Lake watershed is probably the main high elevation feed into Francois Lake. Hopefully, the lake will rise in the next few weeks, Neve said.